The main display room contains the most important items in the museum collection, including part of the mosaics found in the villa at El Alcaparral.
This is a really nice room. So, what things are you going to tell me about here?
I'm going to tell you something about the mosaics you can see so that you can understand them better. Mosaics are one of the oldest forms of art we know of, and they provide us with a lot of information about the ancient world, its art and its traditions. There are two types of mosaics, those decorated with geometric designs and those that show figures. If you look closely, you can see how they are made up of tesserae.
Tesserae are those little pieces that build up the picture.
Exactly. I can see you've got the idea. The mosaic is made up of small pieces called tesserae. Usually, they are cube-shaped. The artist builds up the picture with them as if it were a jigsaw puzzle, with each piece fitting perfectly. The tesserae are stuck together with mortar. It's also possible to make mosaics from other materials, such as pottery or glass. And if the tesserae are of materials of different colours, that makes the mosaic look like a painting. Some mosaics have tesserae of two colours, usually black and white. Those are called bichrome mosaics. Others use lots of colours and are called polychrome mosaics.
The first mosaic in the room is in black and white. It's got a strip of geometric shapes around the edge, and inside, I'm not sure what those shapes are, but it looks like a carpet.
It's a kind of grid based on interlocking swastikas and hexagons. And as you said, it's surrounded by a border of diamond shapes.
There are coloured mosaics too, and some of them show people.
Polychrome mosaics first appeared during the reign of Emperor Trajan, between the years 98 and 117 AD. It was then that different materials of different colours were used to achieve more artistic pictures.
The centre of attention in this room and the most important mosaic in the whole collection is the one that tells the myth of the Judgment of Paris.
I don't know what a myth is, and it's the first time I've ever heard of Paris.
A myth is a fictional story about the gods and heroes of a culture. In the mosaic we're looking at now, Paris is shown with an apple in his hand. He has to give it to the most beautiful of all the goddesses. Behind him, we see Mercury, the messenger of the gods. He was the one who gave Paris the apple. In front of Paris, the goddesses Minerva, Juno, and Venus all anxiously await his verdict.
Mythology is the set of myths and legends that belong to a specific ancient culture and talk about that culture's gods and heroes, the origins and meaning of its religious ceremonies, and the nature of the world.
So the goddess Venus was the most beautiful of them all?
All three goddesses were very beautiful. Each one of them promised to give Paris amazing gifts if he decided in their favour. Juno promised to make him king of Asia, Minerva offered him victory in all his battles, and Venus said she would make Helen of Sparta fall in love with him.
The decision had serious consequences, because Helen was married to the king of Sparta, Menelaus. Menelaus later tried to rescue his wife from Troy by besieging the city and setting fire to it.
One last thing. If you look down through the gaps, you can see two other interesting mosaics.